live the Empire.
Coming off hot, Star Wars, Tales of the Empire, a trailer, we just watched it, literally, just now. Tales of the Jedi, forget about it. Tales of the Empire, it's time. The Acolyte, a new show about Jedi and the appearance of the Sith, it got announced, what, a week ago? Star Wars is like, here's another show, animated. It looks like a feature series. Tales of the Jedi was kind of like, what, six isolated little stories? Maybe Tales of the Empire will be something a little bit different. It's all fresh here on Mostly Superheroes, another episode of The Snack. Danny Patron, you just watched it in front of us for the first time. What's your reaction live? What are you seeing here?
I'm in. I mean, as soon as it comes out, because Tales of the Jedi was awesome. I love some of the characters that are popping up here. It looks like Barriss Offee. She was a Jedi that in the, I believe, Clone Wars series, she got kicked out, went kind of dark. And so it's cool to see a continuation of her story. If you watch the animated stuff, that we're going to see her again. It looks like you're getting to see some of the formation of the Inquisitors, which we've seen both in animated and live action now. General Grievous, you know, not the best in the movies, but a cool character and an amazing concept. So it's always fun to see him pop up. It looked like the one woman is the guy, I can't remember her name, in Ahsoka when they go to the other planet. And so cool,
it's actually, it's actually, it was actually an episode of The Mandalorian, and it was the episode The Jedi, and it was the introduction of Ahsoka, and she was battling that woman with the Beskar steel spear that she ends up gifting to the Mandalorian in that show.
Nice.
And that woman ends up even being a darker figure that was in the Ahsoka series, one of the big bads from that show.
That's right. Wow. And yeah, Thrawn, was that Thrawn?
Night sister. Yeah, Thrawn.
And then Thrawn, which we got, you know, spoiler alert. We're talking some spoilers here for Ahsoka, but like they're all these stories are kind of culminating. And then, I mean, the big reveal, right? Darth Vader is in this show. I mean, from an animated standpoint, you know, I told you Carrie's into the Bad Batch. She's, you know, pumped about this. This looks fun.
Yeah, this looks great.
Yeah, I've never seen any of these shows, and I'm in.
I mean, Dan had not seen the trailer at all as our biggest Star Wars fan, and he's just watching it live right in front of us. I was like, this is wild, because I got, like, my heart was pounding during this trailer. It's pretty good. All right, so Star Wars has taken over the podcast for sure. So we got Star Wars, Tales of the Empire show coming out, Star Wars The Acolyte. And we've teased out our Star Wars timeline episode. So we're going to be doing a break open of the Star Wars timeline, tell you what movies, TV shows, things to read, where do things fall, what should you watch, what shouldn't you watch, what should be part of your Star Wars timeline, how's it all fall into order. And this is all leading to May the 4th. You know, obviously May the 4th, a huge Star Wars holiday, and we're partnering with some folks here locally. Steve's Hot Dogs and Apotheosis Comics are doing a big event on May the 4th. Star Wars Day, free comic book day, and we're going to be doing stuff locally on the show, tying it into our big Star Wars timeline episode. It's a great time to be a Star Wars fan and be tuning in to Mostly Superheroes, the podcast. And then another local legend, a lot of his art is hanging around this basement, Mr. Stephen Walden in town is going to be coming on the podcast. We're doing a collaboration for an art exhibit that he's doing at the Link Auditorium. Guess when? Surprise, surprise. May the 4th. He'll be over there from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rebels and Rogues, the sci-fi art of Stephen Walden, featured at the Link Auditorium. Stephen's going to be coming in, so definitely tying this into our Star Wars town. Like I said, great time to be a Star Wars fan tuning into the podcast. May the 4th, mark your calendars and get ready to learn it all about the Star Wars timeline. If you're like Sam the Sleeper, who was on the pod and said, I'm behind on Star Wars, I don't know where to start, this one podcast episode will be where you and your friends and family can come check out. We're going to break it down for you. So May the 4th, Star Wars on the podcast. Can't wait.
It's going to be a busy day. You can have your choice of however you want to nerd out. You just want to sit at home and watch Star Wars all day? Done. Go to Steve's Hot Dogs and watch Star Wars and
get you
some music.
Get you a Stormtrooper dog?
Yes. Oh, that sounds great.
And you'll be out of town seeing Tim Robinson in San Diego.
I'll miss you guys.
San Diego?
Yeah.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Dan, you think we get anything special on May the 4th from Disney?
You think we see like a maybe a Mandalorian trailer?
I think they're going to show us oh my gosh, I can't think of it. The TV show with Jude Law that they're working on. Is it the Pit Crew? Something like that. It's supposed to be kind of Stranger Things-esque, following a group of kids lost in space. It was announced a while back, and I'm assuming we see something from that. There's always the possibility we get a little bit of a glimpse at this Rey movie they're working on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like episode 10, is that what they're calling it?
Dude, to me...
They haven't said yet.
They haven't given a name.
Rey. Yeah.
To me, it feels like Star Wars is like swinging right now. Like you renounce that Acolyte show, then this show. It just seems like back to back. It's like, are they doing stuff all the way up until the day, and then like what happens on May the 4th? I mean, there's a couple big things finally happening in Star Wars Town where the big screens.
Now there's another Mandalorian season coming out before the movie, right? Or this?
Please be true.
No, I think it's just the next movie.
It's just the movie.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see something from a movie. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
2019.
Yeah, 2019, episode 9.
Well, I want you guys to know the planning for this episode is going well. I've been reading the Star Wars Timelines book, and it is very helpful. And I've come up with a system to where it's going to be, I might even be tapping Carrie, our creative, help us with some visuals on this stuff. But it's going to be essentially like the eras of the timeline in order, and then like what are the movies, what are the TV shows, and we'll just kind of pluck out what we think are like the must watches, and then like if you're a diehard fan, you'll still be able to know every title. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.